Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to the Jugs, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He'll join us in just about 20 minutes. It's coming up at 8:25. But we wanted to get deeper into this Lions-Commanders matchup. Specifically, if you're a Commanders fan and you're looking to travel to Detroit to attend the game in person, you're going to be paying a lot of money out of your pocket. The cheapest get-in price right now, the cheapest ticket, is $409. And that is in the last basically row of section 347, which is kind of catty corner to one of the end zones on the Lions sideline. So that's $410. If you want a ticket behind the Commander's bench for this game, somewhere close to the 50-yard line, you're going to be paying anywhere between $850 to well over $1,000. We know our friend Tailgate Ted is heading out to the game.
Yeah,
I don't know if he wants to be putting his business out there, but I know he paid four figures for his ticket.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, if you want to get in the building for this game, you're going to be paying a premium. And if there are any listeners who want to hear from you, are you traveling out to Detroit for the game? 800-636-1067. And are you balking at the prices?
I was flipping through the stations last night, and I put on DC News Now. Mm-hmm. We often do segments with Derek Forrest, and they had, I forget what his name, they had a hardcore Commanders fan who travels to a lot of games, and he said the most he had ever spent on a ticket to go to an away game was against Seattle, where he spent $700.
Right.
And he said he spent more than that.
Yeah, by comparison, you can get into Arrowhead for as low as $102 for the Texas Chiefs game. You can get into Lincoln Financial for right around $200. You can get into the Ravens-Bills game, shockingly, tickets as low as $130.
Well, that's because it's going to be 3 degrees.
Okay, but I would still expect there to be a higher price tag on that.
What'd you say the Chiefs Houston was?
Tickets as low as $102 to get into Arrowhead. But the Commanders Lions game is the hottest ticket of the divisional weekend, with tickets costing $410 to get into the nosebleed, like the last row at Ford Field.
Well, they're all in Detroit.
Oh,
I mean, they really
absolutely are,
especially after last year.
Right.
Losing in the NFC Championship and game. If they win this game, they're hosting an NFC Championship
and
game.
There is the attraction that's the one indoor game of the four games scheduled this weekend.
Right. That has a lot to do with the ticket price.
You get to walk in, you peel off your coat.
72 degrees.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect conditions. So I understand it. Plus, you got a matchup of a 12-win team against a 15-win team. So it makes sense. There's going to be some buzz on the game. And it's the highest total on the board
I'd like to hear from Commander fans that are actually going to go up there.
I also want to hear where you're watching the game from.
Yeah, where are the watch parties?
Where are you watching? Especially if you're out of town. We've gotten videos.
You're going to be in Raleigh.
I'm going to be in Raleigh, I have to make the call. Am I going to watch with the other parents, who I really like? Mm-hmm. I have a great relationship with them. It's a good group of parents.
Yeah.
And some of them really like to get after it.
Right.
But do I really want to watch this game with all those guys at the bar, or do I want to be locked in my hotel room and focused?
Yeah.
I lean to focus.
I think you're leaning towards being a hermit and staying in your room.
You know what I mean? I need to be focused.
But the other dads on the team, don't they understand that you're a huge fan and you want to focus so they won't bother you as much?
I don't think they care. I don't think they're going to pressure me too much. Mike will. Mike will pressure
it'll
you.
It'll be more fun to be
the banker.
Yeah, Mike the banker will.
It'll be more fun to be there with other guys if they win.
Yeah, but I think we're underdogs. It's gonna be. I think we're in for a rough night, but I'm rooting for a dub, and I think we can do it.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you're in the hotel room by yourself and they win, I mean, you're gonna celebrate by yourself.
Well, yeah,
That's when you go. That's when you go down to the bar.
The other thing is celebratory drink. How much drinking do I want to do during this and feel horrible the next day? I'm not really big on it.
What time do you have to wake up tomorrow? I mean, the next day.
I mean, it depends on what wave we're in or whatever.
Is it potential early wake up?
Oh yeah.
Hmm. I think
I'm going to do the hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel and you know.
I'd limit it to 3 drinks.
I'm not on Ozempic. I can't have 100 drinks like Mike the Banker.
Man, you're joning. You're putting his business out there.
He said it. All right, let's go. Let's go to.
So you could take Ozempic and just drink like a fish.
Yeah. I'm literally just making up stuff.
Mike the Dranker.
Yeah. I'm just making up stuff, Cakes. All right, let's go to Scott in Atlanta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
How we doing, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, guys. So I called y'all like 2 years ago. I was moving down from D.C. to Atlanta, and I was like, hey. Yeah, and I have 2 boys, and they were pretty young at the time, and they still are. But I was like, hey, you know, what do I raise my kids? Do I, like, force them to be diehard D.C. sports fans?
Yeah.
Or do I let them root for the home team?
Right.
And you guys kind of unanimously said, let him root for the home team.
Yeah, get out of this hellhole. Yeah.
That was PJ, pre-Jaden.
Yeah. Well, it's also pre-Josh Harris.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So go ahead. So
yeah,
what happened?
Exactly. Dude, it's been so much fun watching these games, and now my boys are, like, getting dialed in on the Skins.
Oh, wow.
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they're you know, always rooting. It's just so exciting. Like, during that Hail Mary game, like, my boys were just running around the living room just screaming. It's been awesome. But, dude, we've got a pretty good crew down here of D.C., you know, transplants, and we've been all watching the games together, and it's been a ton of fun.
So where's the watch party on Saturday night?
Well, probably at my buddy's house, but we're gonna do it big. Oh. It just gets a little boozy.
Oh, you know? So hold on. So when Washington played the Falcons in week, I don't know, 17 or whatever that was.
Yeah.
It was week.
Your boys were rooting for Washington.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
But Braves, Hawks, you know, they're on that too.
Right. Gotcha.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
He loses some steam.
Gotta have some energy, man. Yeah. You know,
just learning all about his life.
I was mocking him at first and said, "Yeah, I remember your call." And then when he started describing it, I actually do remember him asking that question. All right, let's go to Walter in Hanover. Walter, what's up?
Hey guys, so I missed the game with my son last weekend because I was there with my buddies, right? And it was freaking awesome, man. I'm talking about probably one of the best experiences from...
Can you turn off your blinker? I mean, we don't need to hear your blinker.
Oh, gosh.
He's at a light. I mean, he's probably at a light.
I had to make it laugh. Nah, we're good. So throughout the whole season, I took my family to the home opener and took the kids to the game and all that good stuff. And I've been watching the games with the kids all season.
The blinkers bothering you?
I mean, come on, guys.
I asked him
get your S. Come on, callers, get your S together. Get your S together.
What should he do?
Too bad.
You know, turn off your blinker.
Do you know how many people I've seen make left turns without their blinkers? Now, I'm not saying it's the safest thing to do.
Yeah, get off speakerphone.
Be a better caller.
I didn't mind it, but that's okay.
It was killing me.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's fine.
Nobody's going to call.
I like a good hang up. I like a good, you know, shock people.
No, get your ass together. I mean, Jason, we can't let these people call in.
I know, but he was at a light. He's in traffic. It's rush hour.
It's the same as the guy who pulls over and his car door is open and then the alarm's going off. And it's just like, do you have any respect for us?
This isn't honk for cash.
It is not. This is correct. But you're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067.
You're welcome to call us. We want you to call, but on the Valdez is going to be brutal.
Listener line.
You've got to be on point.
Just be a better caller. It's okay to have standards.
All right. We got more people chiming in, but Drabby's got to screen them, make sure
he's
we don't have
make sure they're not in traffic.
Don't have their blinkers on and everything before we go.
Make sure they're not trying to cross 3 lanes of traffic with the left.
Going back to your original question, though, I don't think any of us expect them to have a contingent of fans like they had at Tampa.
I wouldn't expect it.
When we talked to Lewis Riddick yesterday, I think it was Riddick, pointed out Detroit is going to be a very hostile environment. That they've been dying for this because they were, you know, close to a Super Bowl last year. The whole season has been getting geared up to get back to where they were and then to take the next step. So,
and they had a better year this year than last year. So technically a better team. And they were pretty close last year. I mean, they had a big lead in San Francisco and lost it. So they're all in up there. All in.
I would have a hard time paying $400+, including fees, to sit at the top of the building. Like, that's just... It just seems like an exorbitant. And I understand that you know, the Commanders have been bad for basically the last 30 years, and you want to enjoy the run. I think I'd enjoy it from my basement and not coming out of pocket.
I love watching games from home. I like to go to games with friends to tailgate and to have that whole kind of vibe.
Sure.
Yeah.
But just to, like, go, it's a big hassle just to go to a game. Honestly, like, the accoutrements that we all have in our homes now. Yeah. Like, the average person, you know, you get a nice TV for a couple $100, and I don't know, man. Unless you're going with a group of people.
Some people are just committed, you know, like, tailgate Ted, the work that dude puts in to put together just one single tailgate.
Yeah, he puts in a ton of work.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
He's making trips, like, multiple trips to Costco.
Beyond the pale.
Like, he's not going into Costco with the shopping cart. He's going in with the freaking flatbed.
Yeah.
The flatbed thing that you pull behind you.
But like, he's working. It's probably not even that much fun for him. But but he's hosting a tailgate.
Sure.
Like, I get going to games, tailgating, have a few cocktails, and just kind of being buzzed throughout and enjoying it.
Right.
I get that. But just like going to a game as a fan and sitting up there in the nosebleeds and spending $2,000and eating that terrible food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't.
Staying in that terrible city.
That isn't that much fun. The fun part to me is the tailgate part.
Right. All the pre-festivities.
Right. Smoking a stogie.
Sure.
You know, just putting way too much liquor.
But that wouldn't hanging be, out with the boys.
Okay, but that wouldn't be fun when you're in a parking lot and it's 18 degrees.
It could be if you had the right group of people, but it's not that fun, generally. Yeah. I know. It's cold. It's cold.
It could be, as long as you have a, and you can relate to this, a suite to go to inside the stadium. Like, you wouldn't want to hang out for 2 hours in the
parking
lot.
Hell no.
And then hang out for four in the stadium.
But if you're a pro tailgater, you have all the heaters set up and everything, so you can make that work.
Yeah, but it would still be Miz.
It's not.
Those people up in Buffalo, they're just crazy.
Well, they're different. They're cut from a different cloth.
All right, we found someone that's actually going to the game.
All right, let's go. Tom in Rockville. Hey, Tom. Tom, what's up? Tom, are you there? Did I punch him up, or did I botch it?
I'm here.
Okay. Tom, what's up? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, I was jealous of my friends that went down to Tampa. There were a ton of people that went down to Tampa. And since I was at the draft, I went up to the draft in Detroit. I was like, F it. I'm going up there. I'm going to go up there for the game, stay at the MGM Grand again.
Oh, nice.
And,
you had FOMO. You had FOMO because your boys went to Tampa. You didn't go. Now you need to get in on the action.
Exactly. No, I was like, I had people texting me from bars going, are you here in Tampa, Tom? And I'm like, no. And they're sending me pictures. And I was like, so when they won, my son, he's a pilot. He's like, hey, let's go rent a plane and we'll just fly up there and we'll go to the game.
Oh,
so
I don't like that plan.
They're renting a plane?
I hate that plan. That part of the plan to me stinks. And I'm sure your son's a great pilot, but you're going to go rent like some sort of like tin can and fly to Detroit?
He flies all the time. It's not it's not a big deal, you know. So it's you kind of get when you have a pilot in your family,
you get used to that.
You're used to it.
All right, so you're going up there.
I just can't
relate. How many people are going?
Four of us. Four of us are going. Probably spend a lot of time at the casinos at the MGM. And
where are your seats?
How much were your tickets?
I have a friend who has a company up there, and I got four seats to a suite up there. And I don't know how he was able to pull it.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how he hooked it because there's a lot of people that want it. But I've given him seats for when he comes down here, or four seats, and so it's kind of a quid pro quo.
It was payback time for your buddy.
Nice job.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to wear your Commander's gear in the suite?
Of course. Of course I am. No, you can't. It's not a team thing. But I will tell you, when I was at the draft, it was a sea of blue. I've never seen so many Lions fans in my life. And with the team doing well, and then every once in a while you'd see an Aiden Hutchinson, like, Michigan jersey, it was – unbelievable the amount of people that were fans up there. I was like, where are they coming from? I've never seen them. So,
all right. Anyhow, well,
say hello to Eminem.
Call us next week.
Eminem. All right, man. Guys.
All right. Be safe, buddy.
Have a good trip, sir. Best of luck to you. All right, when we come back, we are going to switch gears. We're going to talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Nick Dowd, the Doubter, is going to join us. They have a game tonight in Ottawa. Nick Dowd joins us next on The Fan.